And just use this time to relax. Even if you're not necessarily listening to what I'm saying, just take this as an opportunity to get centered. I am sustained by the love of God. It's the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. You believe you are sustained by pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being right, knowing the right people. In this world, we believe we're taken care of by knowing the right people and an endless list of forms of nothingness that we endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished just to ensure body identification. All these things are songs of praise to your ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. The worthless will not sustain you. The worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God within you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. The love of God within you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God, you. Put not your faith in illusions. Illusions, pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being like, knowing the right people will not sustain you. It will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. Put all your faith in what's eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing in you. I am sustained by the love of God is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Whatever confronts you today, I am sustained by the love of God is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today, I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. It's a declaration of release from your belief and fear. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself, because the truth about you is you are sustained by the love of God. Let this idea, I am sustained by the love of God, sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it, think about it, let related thoughts come to you to show you that it's true. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket. Let no idle or foolish thoughts enter to disturb your mind. Let none of those fearful, angry, idle thoughts enter to disturb your mind. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's the resting place where your Father placed you forever. In a state where nothing can disturb your peace, nothing can threaten you. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained. sustained by the love of God. I am 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 sustained by the love of God. Sustained by the love of God. Be on page 332. I'm a specialist. I'm a specialist in the definitions that the Course in Miracles uses to describe itself. That means I've spent a lot of time really paying a lot of attention to what the Course in Miracles would say a word means instead of what I've learned. Like, for instance, the power of holiness. Let me give you some of the Course in Miracles definitions of holiness. That's the power of innocence. That's the power of love. That's the power of healing. That's the power of beauty. That's the power of happiness. Those are just some of the definitions that the Course uses to describe. So that section is called the power of holiness, which you could just as easily say is the power of innocence. It's the power of freedom. So tonight we're going to talk about the power of your freedom. The power of your innocence. Now, you may think that innocence is impossible to understand. Yes. Because you can't see how innocence can be extended to everyone. I don't understand seeing everyone as innocent. But you've also been told that innocence, which is holiness, must include everyone to really be innocent and to really be holy. So in order for love to really be love, love has to include everyone. In order for power to really be power, power has to include everyone. So here is the first instruction of this section. The instruction of this section is, concern yourself not. Like almost like the joke. Concern yourself not, right, with the extension of holiness for the extension of innocence, the extension of love, because the nature of miracles, which is true healing, okay, the Course says the nature of miracles, you don't understand. He says, so don't concern yourself.